Just Ahead, Generating Controversy, Coal and Climate Change in the Lone Star State. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Percy.
Imagine being able to speak another language by silently mouthing the words in English. A translator created by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University promises to do just that. The device uses a series of electrodes attached to the face and neck that interpret the muscle movements of the speaker. These movements create electrical signals which are interpreted into English and translated by a computer into another language. The translation is then broadcast in a synthetic voice. Here's an example.
Technologien, es ist ein gemeinsames Center zwischen den der Universität Karlsruhe in Deutschland.
Existing translators make conversation difficult because they require the user to speak out loud and then push a button to create the translation. The new apparatus allows for a more natural exchange. Researchers say the effect would be like watching an American television show dubbed in a foreign language. The translator also has the potential to be more accurate than existing devices, which frequently make mistakes, like interpreting translation device into translation divorce. The new translator is more accurate because the electrodes detect not just words, but phonemes, or the sounds that form words. English, for example, has only 45 phonemes. The device memorizes the phonemes of a language and uses these as a base to construct a potentially limitless vocabulary. Right now, the translator is accurate only 62% of the time. Researchers hope to make the translator more reliable by programming it to voice doubt during any word guesswork. But for now, it looks like some things will remain lost in translation. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Percy.
Since you enjoy listening to Living on Earth, chances are you have some pretty good ideas about things that the program should cover. Good news, bad news, or just plain interesting. If you think it would make a worthwhile story for radio, please get in touch. You can zap us an email at comets@loe.org or call the Living on Earth listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. You're listening to Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.